Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
According to the popular fitness mantra, you have to train insane or remain the same. I don't know that I always agree with that, but gym goers and fitness fanatics live or die by this philosophy, and that's for sure. When I was fitness director of a health club up here in Chicago, I saw those guys all the time, and they didn't really ever want to take a day off. And you'd tell them to take that rest day, do a cardio day. God, they'd rather die than do a cardio day. But those rest days are more important for, you know, musculoskeletal recovery than you might even realize. My guest is Joey Thurman. He's health, fitness, nutrition expert and creator of The Lifestyle Renovation, a website dedicated to helping people achieve their health and fitness goals. Welcome to the show, Joey. So, rest and recovery. Yep. You know those plate heads, those guys. I don't know. I haven't seen you. You might be one of those guys.
I would like to consider myself a meathead by mindset at sometimes, but I definitely know when I need to rest and recover, to help my joints and muscle tissues as well.
Okay, so as a meathead, and I never was one, I'm a walker, I'll admit it. Tell the other ones listening why it's so important to make sure to cross-train, get that rest, and let their muscles recover.
Exactly. Thing is, people think, we all try to do more and more and more. At this case, less working out and a little more recovery is really what we need to do. When we're working out, we're creating small musculofiber tears. And when we experience that soreness, that's essentially your body and your muscles trying to adapt to that specific adaptation. So your muscles are going to grow based on the imposed demands that you put on it. So you're going to get bigger, leaner muscle tissue, but you need those muscles to rest and recover. Sleep, proper hydration are all key. If you don't properly recover, your muscles aren't going to build that tissue and adapt for the next day's workout. So you're going to leave yourself prone to all sorts of issues and injuries, and in turn, you're not going to be able to go back into the gym and be the meathead that you always wanted to be. It's just not going to happen if you're hurt and injured.
So what does recovery mean for people that say, oh, well, recovery means I'm just not going to work my biceps as hard today, or I'm not going to do pull downs for my lats, I'm going to do rows instead?
Right.
So,
right.
So what does recovery mean to you?
Yeah, to me, there's all sorts of different ways of recovery, but, I'm just going to simplify it here. Recovery is essentially not working the same muscle group 2 days in a row. So if you did a back day, back is a large muscle. Generally, the bigger the muscle is and the harder you hit it, the more rest you're going to need. Minimum 24 hours, but generally 48 to 72 hours. Legs, people can be sore for days and days by doing legs. So recovery could be simply just not working your legs as far as anaerobic capacity, lifting weights or doing body weight exercises. But recovery could be something as simple as getting up the next day and taking a walk and getting that blood flow to that muscle tissue. That blood flow directly helps repair that muscle tissue, and it's going to become less tight, and then you can stretch it out and help release any sort of lactic acid buildup or anything that you have or tight tendons and tight joints and things like that. So recovery, is nutrition, is rest, and is also doing different forms of working out just to get your body moving and the blood flowing.
The different forms of working out, so important to reduce a risk of injury in any situation, cross-training. So if someone's a real good strength trainer, they just want to lift weights, and what do you recommend? I mean, I tell them to get the heck out, get on the treadmill or take a swim.
Yeah.
I used to work with guys on the Bears, and these guys would come in, big, huge dudes, and I got them into water aerobics classes that they could cross-train, and they loved it. It wasn't their typical hard workout, but it gave them a day off of really pumping iron.
Exactly. So, what you were doing right there is you were limiting the stress on their joints. When you're lifting over and over again, I mean, even if you're taking days off and you've been doing this for months and months, and say you're doing a Monday, Wednesday, Friday full body weight training split, and you do something to take the pressure off those joints, or even take just a few days off and go for a walk or go for the swim, or jump on an elliptical, something like that, where you're not getting constant compounded movement onto those joints, that's going to be much better for you, so you can get back into the gym when you want to do that and your joints are repaired and you're not constantly doing a movement that possibly maybe you have a tight shoulder and you're doing a shoulder press and all of a sudden then your just shoulder goes out or you have a rotator cuff tear or you've got some sort of inflamed AC joint just because you've been overworking that muscle and you haven't given it proper rest and recovery. So swimming is a great example. My father-in-law, he goes to Greece for a couple months out of the year, and he swims in the ocean, and he loves it because he's got tight hips and tight back. But getting in the ocean and swimming really helps him, aesthetically and a cardiovascular level, and of course mentally, which the mental aspect is the main name of the game. We've got to really go past our mental barriers and realize, okay, I'm really sore today. I can barely move. What can I do to help alleviate these symptoms so I'm ready to get back at it in a day or two?
Okay, so here's a question I used to get all the time. Mm-hmm. If you're doing light days or if you're doing your back and biceps one day, chest and tris another day, mm-hmm. legs and shoulders, however you decide and you right. want them to take their recovery days in those other muscle groups, what about our abdominals? What about our core? Because so much in the media now is centered on our core, which is not just what we used to think of as, the rectus abdominis and the few obliques. Now you're planking your core, you're doing all these things. Where does that fit into your recovery days?
Yeah, exactly. People think core, and a lot of people just think abs. Well, core, I'm not a really big fan of that word. I mean, core is all-encompassing of your abdominal muscles, the erectors, the muscles in your lower back, hips, glutes, everything. That essentially could be going into your core. But for doing all sorts of abdominal work, yes, they're more of a slow-twitch muscle fiber. So essentially, slow-twitch is we're using them over and over throughout the day. But that doesn't mean that they don't need to rest and recover. Yes, you can do them a little bit more, the smaller muscle groups, the things that you use quite often, your abs, lower back, biceps, triceps, you could probably hit them 2-3 times a week and be fine, but you don't want to do them every single day. We all want six-pack washboard abs, but it's just not going to happen if they don't have time to relax and recover. And in turn, you're going to keep doing something. If you're doing crunches and crunches over and over, all of a sudden you're going to be dominant through your abdominal muscles and your lower back isn't properly being utilized and you're going to start having lower back problems because your abs essentially have become too strong for your lower back and those muscles don't need to work, so they're not firing essentially.
Well, so that's really good advice because people, and I don't necessarily love the word core either, because even doing something like push-ups mm-hmm. is something that can work the core.
Exactly.
So, people don't, when they say, oh, push-ups, triceps, and chest. So, I don't really necessarily agree that core means just doing crunches with your feet up on the bench.
Right.
But it certainly is in this day now. We've got so many ways to plank and so many ways mm-hmm. to do all of these different things. So you've got about, a minute and a half left. So really give us your best advice for those light days, those days off, which mm-hmm. I want to make sure we talk about. A day off doesn't hurt. A complete day off where you
exactly.
absolutely do nothing except maybe take a walk outside, play with the kids, do something. So give us your best advice for recovery, rest, and really getting the muscles you want.
Sure. Best advice for rest and recovery, lots and lots of water. Water is the main driving force in our body. We're comprised of lots of water. So getting the water is going to help deliver your nutrients, electrolytes, pretty much virtually every substance in your body and your muscles and organs. The water is going to help that. So that right there is going to help with inflammation. Yes, if you take a day off, be active. Don't just lay around on the couch. If your legs are sore, it's not going to help you not to move them at all. Make sure you continually be active. If you're doing heavy days for weeks and weeks on end, go ahead and if you want to do a chest day or a back day, focus on a light day and focus on that form. So you make sure you have proper form. So when you're going a little bit heavier,
it's great information,
the form
Joey.
Is on point.
I got to cut you off. You're listening to Radio MD. It's fun here. We have so much fun. Stay well.